The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Yesterday saw Geoffrey Donaldson himself take to the stand. The former DUP leader has pleaded not guilty to 18 historical sexual abuse charges relating to two alleged victims. And we're going to hear some of what Geoffrey Donaldson had to say on the stand. So obviously just a warning, if you are sensitive or if there are small ears around, you might want to turn off and join us back in about 7 or 8 minutes. Jamie O'Hara is with us. He has been in Newry following events in the Crown Court. Geoffrey Donaldson questioned by prosecution yesterday, and the questions faced, or that he faced, he was asked about by his own defence counsel about the day that he was arrested in March 2024. What did he say about that arrest, Jamie?
Good morning, Anton. That's right. Yeah, so Geoffrey Donaldson's evidence began at just after 10:30 yesterday morning, and it took up all of the day in court, and he will be questioned again today. Now, he told his defence barrister, Kieran Vaughan, his arrest came totally unexpected, that the police had arrived at 6 a.m. when he and his wife were asleep, and he described it as a complete shock and said he had no idea whatsoever that the arrest was coming. And then when asked how he felt about when the allegations were put to him, he said he couldn't even remember, essentially due to shock. And he said, all I could hear was legal words being read to me. And he said he thought about the matter every waking moment after the police interview. And he said his head was in a spin and that he had been hit by allegations he had never heard before.
Now, some of the allegations that the court has heard during the week, particularly by Complainant B, relate to an incident where Complainant B alleges that Geoffrey Donaldson touched her breasts and that Eleanor Donaldson had seen the alleged incident and then stepped out of the room. That's according to the testimony from Complainant B, both in court and in the interview. What did Geoffrey Donaldson say about that incident?
Yeah, that's right, Anton. Geoffrey Donaldson said he was just talking to the complainant and there was absolutely nothing that could have been misconstrued about that. He said the idea that he was touching a child and that his wife had walked in, had seen this and then walked out again is just unbelievable, is what he said. And then he went on to say, I am absolutely clear there is no situation where that happened. And then regarding a meeting with Complainant B, the trial was told, it previously heard about that he was asked if at any time allegations of sexual abuse or anything like that was put to him or mentioned. He said, no, not ever. Those allegations have never been put to me. And then he was asked if he had heard or was previously told about anything about allegations of rape. And he replied, absolutely not. Then he's asked if what he had to say to Complainant B was an apology in any way for abuse. And he said no. And he said there were no allegations or anything put to him of that nature. And then something else, Anton, that was heard on Tuesday was the allegation that Complainant A had confronted Geoffrey Donaldson in front of another person and had asked him if he had sexually abused her. The court previously heard the allegation by the complainant that Geoffrey Donaldson had then accepted that allegation by a nod of his head. And then when asked yesterday by Kieran Vaughan if that happened, Mr. Donaldson said no and said Complainant A had put no allegations to him at any time. Mr. Donaldson is then handed a copy of a letter the trial previously heard he had written to Complainant A, and he read portions of that into the record, and his barrister asks him about mentions of regret and distress and the pain he has caused. Now, the trial did also previously hear that he told police this was about other things, and yesterday he repeated that. He said that the letter had nothing to do with any of the allegations of abuse.
Now, he was asked about reference to seeking help from God in that letter. What was that about?
Defence barrister Kieran Vaughan would ask Mr. Donaldson to pause every once in a while the letter was being read out so he could, he could ask him a clarifying question about a particular section. And then when there was mention of seeking help, first and foremost from God, and how he had seen for himself what God's amazing grace can do to lift the sinner out of the deep pit of sin, he's asked to pause there and explain what he meant, and he replied, we are all sinners, Mr. Vaughan. And then he says, I am a sinner. And then he says how every day we seek God's forgiveness. He also clarifies what he said in the letter was in no way any reference to any form of abuse. And he says, I would never have done anything of that nature. And then he follows it up immediately with, I never did anything of that nature.
And of course, it comes at the end of a week where a number of allegations have been made in the testimony by predominantly complainant A and complainant B. And prosecution barrister Rosemary Walsh, as I understand it, asked him about a list of allegations. And throughout it, he consistently said it didn't happen.
Yes, completely. He said allegations made by both complainants are lies, that alleged incidents did not happen. And then Anton, at various times, he said, this did not happen, never happened. Miss Walsh, this did not happen. And then when Rosemary Walsh suggested to Geoffrey Donaldson that complainant B made her accusations to police, that she had done so because the allegations are true, Geoffrey Donaldson replied, no, 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 not true. I disagree. The trial at Newry Crown Court will continue this morning with further questioning of Mr. Donaldson.
Jamie.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.